Macmillan Australia Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of The Good Sister, written by Sally Hepworth and read by Casey Withers. It's been 3 months since Owen left. Left or left me. Like so many things in the adult world, it's all a bit grey. He took a job in London, a work opportunity, ostensibly. It's not that I wasn't invited, but it was clear to both of us that I couldn't go. That's another thing about the adult world. Responsibilities. In my case, one particular responsibility. Fern. But let me backtrack, because it sounds like I'm blaming her. I'm not. The problems between Owen and me are 100% unequivocally, entirely my fault. I committed the most cardinal of marital sins. I changed. Overnight, as soon as the clock chimed on my 27th birthday, in fact, I went from being a well-educated, empowered woman to one of those pathetic women who wanted a baby with such ferocity it drove my husband away. An ovulation kit-wielding, sperm-testing, temperature-taking lunatic. In my previous life, I'd scorned this type of woman from up in my, what I presumed to be, fertile ivory tower. Then I'd become one. And I'd pushed and I'd pushed and I'd pushed until my husband left. Left or left me. My therapist is right. It is a relief getting these thoughts out of my head and onto paper. In therapy, we hardly talk about Owen at all. Instead, we while away the 50-minute hours talking about my traumatic childhood. According to him, a good way to process trauma and put it behind you is to write it down. That's why he gave me this journal. I'm not convinced it will help, but here I am. Apparently, the people pleaser in me dies hard. The obvious place to start is the night at the river. I was 12. We were camping. Mum and Daniel had been dating for about 6 months, but it was the first time we'd been away anywhere together. Daniel brought Billy, much to my and Fern's delight. We'd forever longed for a brother, and all those wonderful traits a brother brought with him, roughhousing, logical arguments, and good-looking friends. And for the first few days, we had a good time. Better than good. It was the closest I'd ever come to being part of a normal family. Daniel taught us to fish, Billy taught us how to play poker, and Mum, she was like a completely different person. She did things like remind us to apply sunscreen and tell us to be careful in the river because the current could be strong. One day, she even rested her arm affectionately around my shoulders as we sat by the fire. She'd never done that before. I'll never forget what it felt like, our bodies touching like that. On the last night, Billy, Fern and I went to the river mouth. The heat of the day hung in the air, and we spent most of the time slapping mosquitoes from our arms. Billy was in the water, the only place to get any relief from the heat. Usually Fern and I would have joined him, but something was up with Fern that night. She was in one of her moods. I'd wanted to ask her about it all day, but Fern could be volatile when she was upset. I decided it was better to leave it alone.